Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Good afternoon, folks. Good afternoon. This is November 12th, 2013. Gary L. Wimmer here for Psychics Gone Wild. Glad to have you folks with us this afternoon. And before I say too much about myself, I want to introduce to you my co-host, Peg Jones. She's quite an intelligent, brilliant woman. She's a certified angelic coach and author of Living in the Heart Place with Your Angels. So just check out her book. Y'all folks should check it out. Peg, let me get you on the board here. Can you hear us, Star?
I can. Hi, Carrie.
Hi, Peg.
And I think we need our chat room open.
I think I opened it in the other. I opened it in the other studio. I'll try to open it here. It never seems to open on this window, but I'll see if I can open it here. Go ahead and tell us about yourself, Peg.
Okay. Well, I'm Peg Jones, and I basically help people to understand who their angels are and how they can help them. I am an angelic life coach, and that's basically what I do. I teach some classes in working with the angels and understanding your angels, like a basic angels 101 class and a writing with the angels. And I'm going to expand my writing with the angels class using different journal techniques. And as Gary said, I had just published a book, Living in the Heart Place with Your Angels, Daily Angelical Whispers Throughout the Year. And it's a book of daily angel messages that help you to understand your connections to your angels, to your universe. It talks a lot about healing with color, living in your heart place, forgiveness, love, joy, how those can be more present in your life. It's pretty cool when you can just open the book and find a message that speaks to you. And I keep getting every day people telling me about this, how this has happened for them. And I just got one today, as a matter of fact. It's pretty amazing. So that's basically it. In my former life, I was a preschool teacher and special ed teacher and did that for many years. And now I'm expanding my teaching, I guess. So that's basically me.
Well, I was looking through your book here, and you've got interesting, it's very interesting, you've got a journal exercise for every day of the year. It's little
right.
Simple things to write about, think about, to improve your relationships with yourself and your angels, and that's a nice piece of work, it really is.
Thank you, and I mean, it's, you know, relationships with people in your life, you know, the close people in your life, you know, and you know, or just people in general, you know, it speaks a lot about, you know, light workers and kind of you know, the work that we do and why we're doing it. And, you know, there's a lot of different aspects to the book. I basically was inspired to write the messages, and it took, like, 2.5 years to do the messages. So it was kind of like a growth process for myself, too, I guess, in understanding about the angels, you know.
Well, I think writing and life in general are growth processes. And an interesting thing you said is about relationships. I think life is all about relationships, our relationships to ourselves, our relationships to a higher mind, to the soul, to our consciousness. And just wanted to mention for you folks calling in, we'll be taking several calls here to give you readings. And so 515-978-502 area codes will be with you in just a moment. But I'm so happy to be working with you, Peg.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure to work with you, too.
Okay.
And I have just started to learn about what lithomancy is. And it's basically that you are doing readings with stones, I take it, and that you've developed a process for doing this.
Well, I learned this 30 years ago from a very gifted lady who just passed away the other day. And right after she passed away, I could feel this jubilant joy from being free. And she's certainly going to be one of my guides. She taught me this in 1980. And I think I'll just play this little audio to explain to you exactly what lithomancy is.
What is lithomancy? Lithomancy is usually defined as a method of divination that involves gems or stones and is often thought of as reading stones. Many different methods of lithomancy have existed over the ages. This is psychic and author Gary L. Wimmer. I learned lithomancy in 1980 and have been using it for 33 years. The method I use and the method I will be teaching involves 16 stones, 10 planet stones, Sun, Moon, Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto, and 6 personal stones, love, life, magic, commitment, place, and luck. A piece of leather or lace is used to form a circle about 14 inches in diameter. The inside of the circle represents the current 3-month cycle, the outside represents the longer term, and the circle itself represents the environment. These 16 stones are dropped or tossed into the circle. The reader then visualizes a clock superimposed upon the circle, then reads the stones from the center or the core issues up to the top of the circle, which represents 12 o'clock, then around the circle, going through the hours of the clock, each hour representing 1 week. To learn more about this fascinating and revealing methodology, go to psychicsgonewild.com. Click on the link, A Course in Lithomancy, on the left side of the page. All instructions are there. Join us for this unique and interesting course. Thank you for your time.
So that explains it probably better than I could in one long breath. Short and sweet of lithomancy involves 16 stones dropped into a circle. Represents the environment. I read them like a clock. Now, we're going to take several of these calls here. We're going to see. We've got, this is first call is from area code 515. 515, can you hear me?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes. Yes. Who are we speaking with?
Jody.
Jody, good to have you on today, girl.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm going to let Peg talk to you about some angel work. How's that? Connecting with your guardian angels.
Okay.
Peg, you have it, girl.
Okay. Hi, Jody. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. And did you have a question for the angels today?
Well, I guess my main question is kind of just general overall. I kind of want to know, like, what theme I'm supposed to be exploring in this lifetime, or kind of what my theme for all of my incarnations is.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Let's see what they have to say.
Okay.
I feel that that you're profoundly clairvoyant. That you with your third eye. Different things about, you know what, I gotta get my glasses and I don't know where they are. Okay, I have a big problem here. I need to get my glasses and,
I'll tell you what, Peg, get your glasses and I'll do a quick stone reading with her and let you,
okay, I will.
Okay. Jody, this method is kind of, in general, I'll give you an idea what I see for the next couple months. And I know where Peg's at with her glasses. I have 20 pair all over the house, so I can always find them. And I buy these $5 cheapies because I sit on them and lose them. So I understand that. Jody, I'm charging these 16 stones up in my hand, and they're getting warmer here. And in just a moment, they'll be real warm. And what I will do is just have you say drop. Whenever you feel like saying drops, okay?
Okay.
So they're pretty warm, baby. Anytime you want to say drop. There you go. Well, you have a lot of Pluto in your life and Love Stone and Venus, and that's a lot of things exploring right now in the next couple weeks, a lot of things about emotions, about relationships, about things coming to the surface so you can have like new strength, new vision, new hopes, and so forth. And the magic stone, Uranus, Jupiter, the commitment stone, Saturn, and the moon stone are all going from about 1 o'clock to the center. So you have a lot of going on in this first week and a half to two with feeling emotionally empowered again, re-empowered. You do have a lot of intuitive ability that's coming into play. You've got an ability here just over the next couple days and weeks to really see complicated issues in a very able-to-be-resolved mode. So by the second into the third week here, with so many quick changes going on, and you looking at love and you looking at purposefulness and commitments and so forth, and you're going to get this incredible expansive emotion here within the first couple weeks. And by the third week, you're going to have a lot more direction about your life in general. And you're going to start understanding more about why you asked the question about your other lives. So, because that's part of your own psychic ability developing. Is this making sense to you, girl?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And by the fourth and fifth and sixth week here, the way you organize your life, the way you deal with these issues that you're addressing and clear them out, brings you to about the seventh and eighth week here, where things around your home, things around communication, things concerning your psychic and intuitive ability are just going to take off like wild. So you're going to have a lot of luck and fresh feelings and ideas about yourself. Not only during this first week and a half or two, but by the end of this three-month period, you're going to realize how much you've learned about yourself, how much you're starting to develop psychically. And it's because you're starting to ask the questions, because you're working on a lot of resolve with love issues. Does that make sense to you, Jody?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to turn you over to Peg and let Peg add to that.
Okay, and I'm back with my glasses, and now I can see. I apologize, Jody. And this basically kind of goes along with Gary, with what Gary has been saying, in that you're really beginning to understand your connection to the universe and, you know, to all that's there, your angels, your guides. They are encouraging you to trust what you see and in your mind's eye, as well as with your physical eye. You know, your mind's eye is your third eye, and that's where you have your spiritual vision. And to be aware of what you're hearing and what you're seeing, and to study what's really interesting to you as far as you know, spirituality and all that it has to show you and help you, and ask for the guidance of your angels and for your guides, and just, you know, enjoy the journey that you now have decided you want to take. So I hope that helps.
Okay. Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for calling in, Jody.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to add a quick comment about psychic ability. I think you'll agree with me, Peg. Everybody is psychic. And
right.
It is. Yeah, everybody is. And I suggest everybody to recognize that and start developing it. It's not a science. It's an art.
Right.
Just
it's
like
not,
light is an art.
Some people can do and some can't. We all have that ability, you know, and we all go with our own, you know, timing. And the universe is timing. You know, they don't go on our timing.
No.
We kind of develop on the timing that the universe would like us to. I mean, I know that in my own life, and I'm sure you too, Gary, have experienced that.
Oh, I do. I certainly have. I have a short saying, and we're going to get to 502 and 949 here in just a second. My short saying is, if there's six things like who, what, where, when, why, and how, we can choose all six. But the universe is going to trump a couple. It's going to give us some
surprise.
Exactly,
exactly. Yeah. It's going to go on their timing,
Some of them are. We certainly have choice, and we certainly do the best we can, but we have to remember, life has always given us information we wouldn't have found had everything worked perfect. So,
I talk a lot about, for myself, in my connection with my angels, I remember 20 years ago, just at this time, too, I had gone to a seminar on angels at a holistic fair, and the person was talking about the angels and, you know, the lovely messages and, you know, how beautiful and large they were. And, I mean, you know, it was like, yeah, okay. And I was intrigued, but I wasn't all that intrigued. But after that day, I basically had angels given to me through, you know, gifts and statues and jewelry and cards and stained glass, and for 10 years until I decided to learn more.
Investigate further.
Yeah. It was like, you know, it was like knock me over the head, you know, but it was, I just had no idea that communication was possible.
Oh, amen, amen. I'm going to get area code 502 here on the air. 502, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yes, who are we speaking with?
This is Jill.
Jill, how are you, girl?
Yes, I'm great, thank you.
Hi, Jill.
Good.
Hello.
Well, I'll tell you what, we've got time for you to touch in both with Peg and I. Would you like to start with me or Peg? Which would you do?
Peg is fine.
Okay. Peg, you've got it, girl.
Well, I'm calling. I'm not sure. I hope you guys aren't taking certain types of questions today, but I was actually calling. We're trying to sell our house, and I didn't know if you guys could give us any insight about that.
Okay. Well, I can see what the angels have to say.
Okay.
And I'm using my angel therapy cards from Doreen Virtue.
Okay.
So let's see what she has to say. Okay, the card that I came across was Vacuum Away Fear. And I feel like Archangel Michael is on this card, and it and Archangel Raphael too. And they asked you to live to lift your fears against about this, if it's something that you really want to do, to try not to have any fears about it, and to just kind of go full steam ahead, just ask them to help you with that, and watch out for the synchronicities that are going along with this, and just know that if this is what you really want to do, then to go full steam ahead with it. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Gary, you there? I guess Gary's not here. He should be back in a...
Oh, excuse me. Jill, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Sorry, I had my mic muted. I'm not used to high tech.
That's okay.
Were you asking about selling your house or moving? Or were you...
Selling, yeah. We're trying to sell our house.
Okay, that's what I thought. What I was getting, the first card I was getting just in general is a King of Clubs. So you're in a good position to sell it. What I'm seeing here is with Two of Spades and Ace of Diamonds, somewhere down it all comes down to money, and because everything is worth something. So what I'm feeling for y'all is don't shortchange yourself. You know the value of where you're at, and take a risk that you're right about your approach and your price and so forth, and I think you're going to have good luck at it. Does that make sense to you?
That's perfect. Thank you guys so much.
You're welcome. Too, Jill. Check back with
day.
Us, girl.
I sure will. Thank you. I'm a new listener, so I will check back in.
Excellent.
Well,
thank
good
you.
To have you in here.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too, Jill. We've got area code 562 here on the line. 562, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. How are you?
Good, good, good. Who are we speaking with?
Alex.
Alex, how are you, girl?
Good, good.
Good. I'm going to let Peg talk to you about some angels for a moment, and I'm going to get a drink of water, and y'all have at it, and I'll be right back in just a moment.
Great, sounds good.
So, Alex, how can I help you today?
I have a general. Kind of tell me anything that comes up that the angels want to say.
Sure, be glad to. Okay, well, the card that I came with is from Archangel Jeremiah, and he's reminding you that everything happening, that everything that is happening in your life is exactly as it's supposed to, with hidden blessings that you will soon understand. So is there something that you've been really working hard at lately, as far as maybe career or school, that I feel like it's either one of those that you may start to see some of the blessings in that, and they're reminding you not to worry too much, the goals that you have, you will begin to see some of the gifts from that, and they repeat again, try not to worry too much. So I hope that helps.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Alex, you still there?
I'm still here.
Okay, if you'd like, I just want to announce to you other callers, 502-225, we're going to get you on in just a moment, in area code 609. Do you want a kind of a general reading over the next couple months to complement Peg's input?
Yeah, to see in the, I would say, relationship department.
Okay, well, I know I grew up with six brothers, and I had not a clue about women until I was about 45. Well, I'm honest.
I have no clue about men.
Y'all are very complicated. I've learned a lot about women through doing readings for women, and y'all are very complex, and you're not going to change that, but sometimes the best thing to do is understand that you're complex and put yourself at ease, because especially in relationships, we are from Mars. Y'all are from Venus. We learn the differences. We learn about how different we are from y'all when we go through puberty. And so accept the fact that there's a big difference and don't put so much strain on yourself. That's what in general I feel. But having said that, my dear, I'm charging up these 16 stones, and they're nice and warm. And all you have to do is say drop, and I'll tell you what I'll see about it, especially love issues, okay?
Okay.
So whenever you say drop.
Drop.
Okay. Well, it feels like, are you in a relationship now?
It's just now. It's always talking, but it doesn't go past that. So.
Okay, well, the reason I'm asking that is you've got Venus right at the top. You've got the magic stone pointing at, you've got the play stone, and you've got the life stone. So I have a feeling you're about to feel more empowered about this in a lot of ways. And what I'm feeling here in the next week or two, because there's a lot of this thing seems to vacillate, you feel a lot of changes about things. Don't let them overwhelm you. You've got the Uranus is on top of the Mercury stone, so it's showing how you're not sure about decisions about how to talk, what to say, what to move next. But you've also got a lot of emotional power coming to yourself by sheer choice that you can help deal with this guy and talk to him and find out what the plan is and so forth. Don't be shy in one sense, and remember that we are simpler. Sometimes we have to be nudged, you know. You don't want to nudge too far, too hard, but that's where you're getting this good sense of balance here. Because I feel like in the next 2 weeks, you're going to feel a lot better about love. You're going to start looking at things differently. You're going to try different techniques. And the things you've learned from past relationships here with both Pluto and Neptune, you've learned a lot. Don't be afraid to put that knowledge into play. Because by the second, third, and fourth week here, there's just a lot of expansion for you in the way you feel about your life, about balance, about harmony, about relationships, and about love, especially because you're going to start changing the way you think about it. Lighten up, be flexible, be creative, be spontaneous. Don't be too deep because you'll lose the beauty of the moment. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. And just, you know, the thing is, it's not moving forward. I mean, I can't even get to first base.
Well,
meaning,
then,
just trying to get a coordinate, just even a date, it's been difficult. So that's what's like, you know, I'm wondering, am I really wasting my time? Should I just
You mean with this one person?
Yeah, because nothing has been happening.
Then put yourself out there again. Change the way you feel. Adapt. Be creative. You know, the lady I'm with now that I've been dating for 5 years and trying to pull into my life, she came up and introduced herself to me 5 years ago. She gave me the wrong phone number for a year. I was trying to find her, finally ran into her, you know, really wanted to make a commitment to her. And only in the last year and a half have we actually been living together. So she came up and introduced herself to me. Put yourself out there, girl. If not to this guy, to someone else. Put yourself out there, because that's what I'm feeling right at the top. I was asking you if you had a relationship, and I feel like this is the time for you to really explore that. Quit being, you know, like afraid to have multiple options. Why not? It certainly empowers you. You with me?
I am. All right.
Think about that.
Okay,
cool. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for tuning into the show. We are going in the order of folks called, and you haven't been on wait too long, so we're glad to get to you. Area code 502, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Yes, who are we speaking with?
My name is Marianne.
Marianne. I'm going to type this in. Marianne, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Would you like a quick reading? Want to go with Peg and get some angel guidance? Or we can do both.
I would like just a basic reading.
Okay, I'm going to have Peg tune into the angels while I'm giving you a basic reading. And this will cover about two and a half, 3 months, okay?
Hey, thank you very much.
My pleasure, girl. If I can add light to someone's day in one way or another, it makes my day.
I need it right now.
We all do. It's a.
Believe in angels, so.
Oh, they're always around.
I wanted to mention
real quick to Mary and to the rest of you listeners, I had an experience in 1977. I wrote about it in my book, A Second in Eternity. I even have a radio show on Blog Talk Radio called A Second Eternity. The book explains a near-death experience I went through in 1977, the most incredible, beautiful thing in my life. A couple things I can say for absolute certainty is we all have more guardian angels and guides than we even believe. Number two, it's so beautiful out there, we should never fear death. And number three, we are indeed here by separating ourselves from infinite love and infinite creativity. And that's why we're individuals back on this planet in time and space. But the fact that we are still part of this infinite mind, that's what we tune into. That's peace. That's happiness. That's meditation. That's being at peace. So if you're interested in the book, check out A Second Eternity. But as Peg would surely agree, we do have guardian angels. Not everything is answered immediately, but keep your faith. Now, having said that, Marianne, I've charged these stones up, and whenever you say drop, I'll tell you in a nutshell what I see, okay?
Okay. Drop.
There you go, girl. Well, you've got the commitment stone, love stone, and the magic stone at the very top, and the play stone. Don't look back. Look forward, because as you start looking forward in this next couple days and week, you're going to feel a new sense of commitment with yourself first about love, about how you feel about commitments in general, how you feel about your place and your environment. So as you make this commitment in the next couple days and week, it's going to help you organize things better. It's going to help you get fresh priorities because of Saturn. Mercury is going to give you a lot of techniques and good decision-making. So feel empowered from this point because you've got the Sun and the Life Stone near Uranus and the Lux Stone near the center. There's a lot of change in this period. They're going to be very liberating for you. So start off with this first week and a half or two of looking completely forward, not in the past about anything other than to learn and to improve. Because as you do, by the second, third week, you're going to find yourself almost like having reformatted your life in a way that's very empowering for you. You get a lot of confidence about both career, personal, and love. And by the third and fourth week, there's a lot of things that coming to the surface are going to get cleared out about the past, about men, about relationships, such that by the fifth and sixth and seventh week here, you feel so much more balanced. Your life is really opening up, just like you're making this commitment to in the first week. And going kind of fast because I can only cover so much in a few minutes. But by the seventh and eighth week here, you've got so many good stones. You've got Sun, Life Stone. You've got Uranus. You've got Luck, Jupiter, the Moonstone, and Neptune. All this added together, these stones very close, are showing you how much you're going to be able to plan your life with a lot of fresh possibilities and real good power and conviction and strength and visualizing things very powerful for yourself and very expanding and very creative in love and business and so forth. And that's going to carry you through the rest of this 3 months. So start with this feeling you have right now of grabbing the horse by the reins, I suppose, and saying, it's my life. I'm going to move forward. I'm going to make it work beautiful and watch it work. Really, does that help you? Does that make sense to you, girl?
Uh-huh.
So go with that, and I'm going to let Peg to give you a little guardian angel advice about it.
Okay, thank you.
Hi. I have three cards for you. I'm just going to talk a little bit about each. The first card is release, and it's to work with your angels to release what no longer serves you. So, if there is some forgiveness work that you may need to do or just of letting go of certain things and people, they ask you to do that so that you can move on a little bit further down your path. And they say that as you do that, to visualize success for yourself, you know, keeping your vision on the goals that you have for yourself in a very positive way, and you know, having faith that all will be as you would like it to be. And the third card that I picked was the God Box, and I talk a lot about this in my book too. It's basically a box that you put your intentions or your hopes, dreams, and wishes for your life. And basically, it's just writing down what it is that you wish for yourself, and to put it into a box. And it's like, it's almost like a ceremony of just giving it to the universe. And I'll add that when I use my God Box, I have it in, it's a heart-shaped box, and I decorated it with inspirational quotes. So it's almost like a project that you could do for yourself. And just start putting in your intentions and your visions for yourself. And, you know, you might want to open it up in a few months and just see how far you've come. And, you know, it's a good way to open yourself up to all that is coming to you. So I hope that helps.
That sounds like a good idea.
You're welcome.
Yes, I'm facing clinical depression right now because I buried my daughter 22 years ago during this time.
So it's a very difficult time for you.
Yes, ma'am. I had to take her off life support, and then I lost my mother 7.5 years ago when she's not here really to support me. But it's just been really hard.
Marianne, could I add something there?
Sure.
Not to be a spoiler, but in my book, A Second Eternity, I reveal that I'm bipolar. I didn't realize that until, I didn't completely accept the diagnosis till 2000, even though I was classified as such in 1977 because of the near-death experience I had and hit by an automobile, and when I was explained to people I went, you know, they didn't know what to do. They locked me up in that mental hospital. I wasn't hurt.
Yeah.
And yeah, my lithium was off balance. It was in a manic state, but what I experienced was true, and I cannot prove this, but souls, when they go into the next plane, they're beautiful. They're happy. We miss them, but they're at peace. They really are. You don't have the challenges on this planet, and the challenges for all of us, and from someone who deals with bipolar depression and mania still, I don't take medication. I have, and I don't suggest other people not do it. I have learned through my experience in 1977, if I could handle that, I can sure handle what bouts I deal with now. I'm 66. I turned 66 the other day. I still have battles with anxiety and depression and so forth, but it makes me grow spiritually. I always realize that at every moment in time, regardless of what's going on, we do have the choice to see the glass half full and half empty. And as Peg was talking about the days and the writing in the book and so forth, they're techniques. I'm a piano player. I'm a guitar player. Life is a technique. So start today being at peace about those you've lost, and start today saying, you know what, I'm going to conquer this crap.
And, you know, I got married a couple of years ago. I had been divorced for many years, and he's helped with a lot of the healing. I'm a psych nurse myself, you know, by trade, and I can help other people, but when it comes to me, it's a lot harder, you know.
It always is.
So I go through the same thing every year with my daughter's death, though, because, you know, everything I had to go through during that time, I tried to commit suicide. I ended up in a psych hospital. I went through a lot of traumatic experience during that time, and I think that's why I go through this, and I don't want to keep going through it, but I
have... Well, look at it this way. Try a little mental discipline on yourself. You're smart enough to know that, and recognize that they're at peace. They're happy, and now they're your guardian angels.
And maybe at this time of the year, do something that honors them, such as, you know, setting off balloons on the beach or something as a remembrance. Or
I've done that before with my mother and my daughters. Every year I try to bring the balloons down to the river, and me and my husband have been doing that the last 2 years, yeah.
Wonderful.
Mm-hmm. And just write a lot, too. I write my feelings on paper, and I've wrote some poems, and I'm working on a novel, too. This is more about my mother, though.
Yeah.
Good topic. Keep
Mom's
writing.
Mom's there. I mean, your mom, I feel like your mom is right here, and I feel like she's saying, you know, that I'm with you, you know, and I, you know, and I feel like she's encouraging you to keep writing. And, you know, your experiences, I feel, or I'm hearing, will help a lot of people. And you know, just go with your heart. And also, I suggest that you speak to Archangel Raphael and ask for his help, because he's an angel of healing for yourself and for others. I feel like in many ways your mom is working with Archangel Raphael to help you with this. So
I've actually seen her. I'm actually empathic myself. I had a near-death experience too when I was 30, and it enlightened more of my gifts. My son is gifted too, very gifted in that aspect that we can see things before they happen. And
I'm hearing from you so much creative, positive energy about writing, about helping people, about already having a near-death experience. What I feel kind of, and not to minimize what you go through, but turn yourself on to your beauty even more, your blessings, your gift, your harmony, what you do. You've mentioned four or five things, very creative. Let that be the faucet on full blast and turn it on more. You got a lot of good energy, girl.
And there
you
are
really
good. That can help you with this. If you want to get in contact with me after the show, feel free to. You can email me at peg@pegsangelicalwhispers.com. I know some people that may be able to help you too. You can keep that in mind.
Could you give me that again, Peg, at what now?
Peg@pegsangelicalwhispers.com.
Angelical Whispers. Okay.
And you could go to psychicsgonewild.com.
Uh-huh.
Go down there and find information about Peg, about me, and all the contact information is there. Psychicsgonewild.com.
All right. Well, I thank you both for your time today, and I appreciate it very much.
Stay
You're
inspired.
Welcome.
Marianne,
you have
stay
a good
inspired.
Day. Have a good day, Marianne.
Thank you very much.
Oh, it makes our day to be able to help someone. Now, we've got a couple more callers, 609-617-714 on the phone. We're going to try and get to all of you. We're going to 609 first. Who are we speaking with?
Hi, this is Donna.
Donna.
Hello.
I remember the song.
Hi.
When I was in high school, I had a girl. Donna was her name. And needless to say, I've been a musician, but that's why I wasn't a good singer.
That was a good song.
It was. What's on your mind, Donna?
Gary, can you help me with a general reading, please?
Yes, I will. And we've got about 15 minutes, so I'm going to be able to do about a 2.5-3 minute, give you about 2 or 3 minutes with Peg, and try to get all these callers in. Again, we
Thank
enjoy
you.
You callers. Yeah, you too, my girl. If I can add a little bit of light to someone's day, it makes my world beautiful, you know.
Thank you.
Now, having said that, I'm charging up these stones, and Peg's turning into your angels and guarding angels, and we're going to work a double whammy on you. So whenever you say drop, I'll do my half of it, okay?
Okay. Drop.
There you go, girl. Okay, you've got Mars, the Life Stone, in the center. You've actually started a lucky cycle for yourself. I think you're just now starting to recognize it. With a lot of fresh ideas about commitments, fresh ideas about place, and it feels like you're looking back at some things about both love and relationships, activities, men, and so forth, and trying to bring that into a new sense of purposefulness, new sense of direction. And that's a good thing for you to do because you've got so many good stones here lined up in the center that are very positive for you. First thing I'm saying is be patient with yourself. You're in a process of discovery. You're in a process of reorganizing, of reevaluating things. And that's going to help you clear out a lot of things from the past year in the second and third week and give you an incredible amount of expansion, abundance, both within your environment, outside your environment. So the processing you've been going through, the sort of what do I do next, the sort of, looks like an empty field, which direction do I go, Doc?
Right.
As you think about that in the next day or two, you're going to find yourself thinking about everything you want to do in a very creative, positive way. And that brings this great sense of release, whether it's about relationships, the past, and so forth, such that by the third and fourth and fifth week here, woo, you got a good, a lot of energy. You've got Jupiter, you've got Neptune, you've got the sun and moon working together with the magic stone. So you're on everything working together. There's a lot of synchronicity. And that allows you to make a lot of fresh decisions about your future from the fifth and sixth and seventh week on. And by the eighth and ninth week, again, going kind of fast here, by the eighth and ninth week, you've changed so much about how you see relationships, how you see yourself and your power, that love comes in a very fresh way, a unique way, almost like it's reinvented. And by the end of this three-month period, you're going to recognize this lucky cycle that you're going through that I said at the very start, you're starting with. So go through this next couple days and week with this sheer determination of clearing out the past and starting this whole new cycle, and you're going to see it work for yourself and learn from that pattern so you can continue to duplicate that energy. Does that make sense to you, girl?
Yes, thank you. I've been struggling with communicating with people for the past, couple months, and I've really, really been trying to break a bad habit, and, that helps a lot. Thank you.
You can always listen back on the archives, and I'm going to let Peg add some Guardian Angel juice for you. Peg?
Great. Thank you. Thank you very much, Gary.
I'm using the Angel Therapy cards from Doreen Virtue, and the card I got was crystals. I have some knowledge of crystals. Gary has a lot more, but what I'm hearing is you might want to do some look into some crystal healing for yourself and focusing a lot of the work in your throat chakra and also in your base chakra to encourage communication and relationship harmony I'm actually hearing all the chakras. To have some work done in that, and that may help you to improve the situation, and also balancing of your chakras to help. Because I know when I feel overloaded, when I have my chakras balanced, that is a big help for myself. It's like a complete clearing and almost like a starting over again. So I hope that helps.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much, Peg.
You're welcome.
God bless you, Donna. And remember, I had a girl and Donna was her name. Stay beautiful. Stay happy, okay?
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, girl. Moving right along, this is I think we can get most of these callers. Maybe we can't get all of you. And to any of y'all who are calling in, and if we can't get to you, or if we do, you'd like more information, go check on Psychics Gone Wild. This is area code 714, and after that is 352. 714, can you hear us? You there, 714, I'm connecting you now. Little problem right there. 714, can you hear me?
Yes, hello.
Yes. What's your name, sweetheart?
Hi, my name is Lillian.
Lynn?
Lillian.
Lillian.
Hi, Lillian.
I'm going to let Peg, do some angels with you, and I'm going to type your name in. So, Peg, you have it.
Okay, it's L-I-L-I-A-N-E. It's spelled different.
Oh, okay. Interesting. That's one of my favorite names.
Oh,
matter of fact, one of my, I think my guardian angel's name is Liliana. So,
it's
similar.
Nice.
So, did you have any specific questions?
Just, you know, love, bottom line.
Okay.
What's in store?
Yeah, okay.
Be honest. Okay.
You're no longer in a relationship right now, in a love relationship right now.
Correct.
Okay. Well, this card is from Archangel Raphael, and he's all about healing, as everyone knows. And I feel like he's helping you in healing, maybe past relationships that have not been a positive experience for you.
Mm-hmm.
And he's encouraging you to continue with the healing, and you know, so that it's almost like so you'll be free to move on, you know, for the next relationship. And I feel like he's really helping you with that. You know, he's helping you to clear the emotions around the relationship, helping you to brighten the heart chakra and to brighten your heart, so that everything can be new and you know you can begin on a really good at a really good emotional feeling about the relationship. I'm not saying it right, of course, but you know, on the right step, you know, and he says basically when that is done, then you know, place your intentions and you just can't sit there and wait for Prince Charming to come. But, you know,
sure.
I mean, it's like, you know, you're more available. You can, you know, get out there, you know, meet people and, you know, different things like that. He's saying, you know, that you can do that now, of course, but, you know, to let the healing take place, too. And, just see what happens, you know.
Okay.
So I wish you a lot of luck with that.
How about work?
Work? Are you looking for a job?
No, I have a good career. I just want to make sure I'm in the right path.
Okay.
Of it growing.
Okay. Well, what? I'm going to ask you a few questions about what you think your path is. I mean, do you feel that? You don't have to answer right this second, but like, do you feel that you're at a place in your career where you would like to see more movement as far as, you know, being, you know, put into a higher position or
more movement, like you
learning
said.
Or
I'm a hairstylist, so I'm just making sure that my clientele is constantly growing, and I just want to make sure that I'm on the right path of doing that.
Okay.
And making sure it's consistently growing, big, you know, larger and larger. And I've been doing it for about 13 years now, so I just want to make sure I'm on the right path here.
Okay. The card that came up is, have you asked your angels for help with this? Well, you're doing that now.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
that's the name of the card. And I guess what this basically speaks about is that your angels are glad to help you with this, mm-hmm. and you know, they require your permission and help. So it's almost like you know, I guess including them in, and but as far as clientele, I get the feeling that people really enjoy the work that you do for them, and mm-hmm. And you know, they like the way that, you know, you treat them when you're working with them and you speak with them, and I feel like the angels are saying to, you know, keep doing that, and you know, and also, you know, keep your skills up too, you know, and
keep my what?
Afraid to learn new things and
my skills up. Okay.
You're at, yeah. You know, keeping up with what's happening and everything, but you know, I feel like, you know, things. I feel like the angels are saying, you know, just keep doing as you're doing, and ask them from time to time too. So that's basically what I heard.
Okay, so I guess all is well, right?
So it sounds like it.
Great. All right. Well, thank you for your time.
I was going to add one comment, Lillian.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our life may not change radically day to day. Of course, we know it always can. But whether it's love or money, it seems like we all kind of go down a path and, you know, one day is on the next.
Mm-hmm.
What I've learned to keep saying, to make it enjoyable, is to really remind myself consciously when I'm washing the dishes, that's what I'm doing, and I love it. Every bubble, every movement, when I'm mowing the yard, when I'm doing a reading, when I'm reading a book, it takes, I really concentrate on, this is the only moment I've got. And so if I really practice on enjoying that, learning from that, tuning in to that, as Peg said, let your, you know, be connected to your guardian angels. It's a technique, just like playing piano and swimming and cutting hair. But we forget to apply those techniques to life. So whether it's money, love, or business, and so forth, the questions you're asking, yeah, you may not get a radical change overnight, but I was feeling not only your own future business independently, I was feeling a lot of good things for love coming up. I think Peg felt that too, correct, Peg?
Yep, I did. I was going to say that. I felt that might be your next step that you might want to check into.
Yep. Which one? I'm sorry.
Looking into your own business.
For my own business. Okay.
Yeah.
Doing your thing your own way.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I'm looking at, like, I have a 5-year plan with the salon that I'm at now to hopefully own it in 5 years. So.
Oh, there you go. That's what that is.
Yeah. So I have a plan. I just want to make sure it's, you know, it's the right plan. But I just got to talk to my angels, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
And listen to your heart. You know, listen.
Okay.
You know, listen to your heart. And the angels will definitely help you with that.
All right. Thank you so much for your time. Okay. You guys take care. Thank you.
God bless you, Lillian.
God bless you, too. Bye-bye.
We have less than a minute left, so if 519 is there, I'm going to try a fast reading in 30 seconds. Are you there with 519? Hello, 519?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes. Okay. I'm sorry. I had been sick for several years. I'm feeling much better. My name's Barbara. Hi. And I'm feeling much better, but I just wondered if you guys had any comments from the angels right now, because I'm just, I know I feel like I'm on the edge.
I'm going to say this real quick because we've only got 30 seconds. I'm seeing a 10 of hearts, a 4 of hearts, and 2 kings. So there's people around you that support you, that believe in you. And it's time for you to really recognize the energy that you are blessed. You're in a good situation to make the next build-up in your life. Take a risk at it. That's the 7 of clubs. That's all the time we've got, dear. I'm sorry we're short. We've got 10 seconds
left. No
problem.
Thank you.
Tune back in next week. Thank you, Peg. God bless you, callers.
Thanks, Harry. Have a great week, everyone.